You're listening to Zombie Radio.
And I hear a rather panic-stricken voice on the other end that belonged to the G-Man, Gary, the engineer, and he's like, red alert, red alert. I'm like, what's the matter? He's like, they're at my door. And at first I didn't get it. You know, at your door, who's at your door? He's like, the feds are at my door. And I'm like, oh, shit. I was thinking, oh boy, this is going to be a little more of an interesting night than I thought. So I just, like, bit my lip and tried to remain calm, like, okay.
I'm the operator with my pocket calculator. I'm the operator with my pocket calculator.
Station. He just happened to be home at the wrong time. Gary's brother had gotten a phone call from a neighbor woman saying, you might want to look out. There's a guy who says he's from the FCC who's been harassing the neighbors around here, and he's headed straight your way. So Rich is like, okay, I gotta call Gary then. So he did, told Gary about it. Gary instructed him to turn everything off. And then Gary called me and Joe at my place. And I'm trying to think, what did we do? What did we do after that? Do you remember? Yeah, we cruised past the place of our broadcast studio, which was at G-Man's place. And we cruised past the house to see if anybody was sitting outside, namely a federal vehicle, which there wasn't. There had been. I mean, I would imagine that we just missed them.
It's the game, it's the why, it's the where and the when, and we're united.
Shade believing you and I. They're so unattractive, unoriginal, and badly unbalanced, and uncompromising with humans, extremely sort of way, simply acts as these attractions of their naively black and white world, where words are a series of
signs on stupid, it'll be spawned back being trash!
I've read your pride across the passers-by. Good old press, I'll make believe secret society, I'll let's pretend past people perverted. They're nothing but a caricature.
To all of you who are sick and tired of being normal, sick and tired of living up to others' expectations, sick and tired of being pushed in the mold, break out, be anarchist.
She said.
The inspired guess.
She said.
A little wicked coincidence and a little dark scandal.
She said.
An enthusiastic bather. A septic finger. Dried up flowers, of course. Dangerous things and queer messages. And I was, in a way, mixed up in it.
Then.
Now.
She paused. But at that moment.
The opportunity arose.
For mystery.
Murder.
And. She stopped dead.
She would be, the silly creature.
Surprised by her sudden pause, Detective Frank Smile spoke. He remarked, at length.
But.
Tricks.
Stiff.
Stick.
Cropped.
Flesh.
Black.
Blunt.
Touching.
Creeps man.
Terrible.
Whistle.
Bungalow.
Boy. Girl. Dark. Dim. Slim. Someday. Dull. Darn. Do. Oh!
Very strange indeed,
said
Mary Mead. Mabel's husband. Elderly bachelor doctor. George Bather. Bucks.
And.
Mrs. Ethel. Keston Spa Hydro.
And.
Colonel Queer Canary.
And.
Miss Helia Plump. Cool, well preserved. Drew her chair a little nearer to him.
Faint.
With a sigh of relief. Then.
Inspector Smith replied.
We have our little mistress, of course.
Huh.
So she says.
Hmm. In another minute, Dr. Clutch Chance was interrupted by a big, brisk butcher, typical in hat he was. Who'd wonder, he said gently.
I dare say she thought, poor thing, well, we needn't go into that.
He was interrupted by Miss Teaspoon Chance.
A very good-looking girl and obliging in every way,
she said. Hello.
Oh.
Hi, Scotland Yard.
Yes. No.
Well?
No.
What?
No.
You could not?
No.
Oh.
A little gasp went round the circle. Ooh, however...
Aha, uh-huh, said the pseudo-duke. He laughed. Yes, please.
Time for the story of the origin of the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny actually existed one time in 15th century Carthage. Canada is a small, inoffensive little creature who grew and grew and grew until one day it spread its great leathery black wings and began sailing across the countryside, seeking small children to devour, peasants, dogs, goats, orangutans, and little bits of chicken that you find in the convenience mart. The Easter Bunny flew across the countryside, seeking virgins and priests, martyrs of the faith of Islam. And then this story abruptly came to an end, because it was horrible.
Or you're poor. I know you miss me.
things just got real weird because the way the bust was handled was very strange. I mean, I was, to be honest with you, I was bound and determined that that was not really an FCC inspector. I figured that whoever was mad at us, and I suspected I knew who it was, I suspected it was WYMG, the local AOR, asshole-oriented rock station. I suspected that this was just some friend of theirs that they paid off to scare us, okay? Just because I, having worked in radio, Gary having worked in radio, Joe having worked in radio, we've all known of busts that have gone down and what the protocol is, okay? And this guy broke every rule, okay? He was very rude. He did not identify himself by name at the door. He didn't show a badge. I don't think he did. He'd have to ask Gary's brother, but I don't think he did. The way the whole thing went down, there were just too many things that did not add up. So I was convinced that it was not legit, okay? That it was basically just somebody who didn't like us, who figured out where we were.
Brought to you by the makers of Louis Wipeout Pumice Hamburgers.
That's great.
Isn't that great?
Who wrote that?
All right. Well, I was just wondering if we couldn't stop for just a second and maybe just have a nice open conversation, you know. Oh. Just you know, like we're having a really fascinating, interesting, a conversation to demonstrate.
Take off our earphones and get down to some reality here.
Yeah, right. We could.
We never talk to each other anymore.
No, we've never got anything spontaneous to say.
Yeah.
There's nothing like.
Is there anything good on TV?
Oh, let me look here. Has anybody got the TV guide?
Here's the TV guide here.
TV guide.
Okay, what's today? Here's today.
See if there's anything on.
Ha ha ha.
us again?
I didn't.
Warning, in case of sonic attack, don't fuck around. Drop your cock and grab your socks. Get out the window. Do not panic. Scream at the top of your lungs. Grab everything you can in sight that might possibly be of use to you in the future because you'll never be able to come back. But do not panic. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Do not try to lick the spoon on the way out. Don't put the cotton swab in your mouth. Don't swap rigs. Don't put on your shoes. Run like fuck.
I'm in love with a TV star. She drove me home in her Lexus car. Like a dog, but I don't watch a show. Spend my time with the radio. Seen her dancing on the Sunset Strip. Bell-bottom jeans and a curvy hips. Seen her sitting there with her boyfriend. Good-looking fella, but he's looking kind of thin. Christina, la 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 la. Christina, la 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 la. Christina, la 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 la. Christina, I love you so. Remember that day we played pool. I saw your bedroom and we ate barbecue. Bobby came from a trip downtown. 50 up and 40 down. Love you more than the sun in the sky. Gotta kiss and hug you before I die. Something else that you ought to know too. Did something weird.
A little while ago, we heard some explosions. Police have called in a prisoner transported to command center. People are not moving willingly. That's one thing we can say right now. We don't know who was bought out of the place and what condition they were bought out. Apparently, the hostage drama here in Springfield is at an end. People are now slowly starting to move along.
Jumping on people.
The Thomas family is highly upset. commotion going on out there. It's been said that Debbie Thomas was in the ambulance. People are crying. Thomas is good. He's past Jimmy. Jimmy Thomas is running past his mouth. Police are getting brutal now with their act.
Facing your enemy, you have to aim for his weakest point.
Exclusively for when the microphone is turned off. That's why Kevin Westbrook got fired. He got fired for selling drugs. All the YMG purposes. Ooh, Kevin, you asshole. You really suck a big one, do you know that? Kevin Westbrook is the lowest form of human life. If you can disgrace the rest of the human race by calling it human. Sorry, the aliens just trying to shut down this transmission. Oh my god, here they come again.
That was the other thing that got me, is they didn't bother to triangulate the signal. They could have, if they had wanted to, triangulated the signal and said, all right, that signal is carrying so much power, and it is in this house, in this room, 2 feet from this wall, in this room, okay? But they didn't. He didn't know what house it was coming from. He accused two other people in the neighborhood of running the station before he got to us, okay? So it was process of elimination. That combined with everything else that was weird about the Boston, I thought, wait a minute, something doesn't smell right. Well, the next Monday, the story started coming back to me.
as I have. We're going to call the police, and we're going to get out of here right now, tonight.
Sure, better call the police. Hello, officer. We got some dead people in my house. Yes, sir. Sure, I'm still up and walking around.
He's got a point, though.
Well, if the cops won't believe us, then at least we can get out of here. He's got a truck. I saw it parked outside.
Just because April ever existed?
Oh, I didn't mean that.
And what about Mom and Dad? They're going to be living in this house pretty soon, too, you know.
Running away ain't no solution. I tried that once. Folks is dead, dog.
I'm listening, mister.
But why mirrors?
The reason for the mirrors is simple. The dead can't stand to look at themselves. Same goes for when a living person come up again one of them. When the living person shows fear, it all comes home again. It's different. All they want to do is kill the only thing they can never be. The living.
Thank you.
which version I'm going to be. I seem to have so many choices open to me. It's not hard to see another unique event when you miss the beginning and you miss the end. I've got 40 versions all dying to get the part, and so with a change of mind comes a change of heart. Total eclipse arrives now and
Niagara Falls.
No loss of life yet and no further calls. I never know which version I'm going to be. I get the feeling my mind is deceiving me.
Thank you. Oh, Thank God it's
Friday, Friday, Friday,
Friday. You didn't know I was involved in it. Hey, did you know that, did you hear about that pirate station that got busted by the feds? And so that's when I got the inkling, oh wow, this was real. Okay, time to strategize. What must we do?
That's what I am. Please understand. I wanna be a holy man.
Zombie Radio.